You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
You're listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. I'm David Baer, and today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, Facebook ads. Now, the reason that I want to talk about Facebook ads, of all of the different tactics, as the very first tactic I'm covering here on this podcast, is because it is the one that I actually started with when I first started an agency providing service to other businesses. This was back around 2010. Facebook ads was a very, very new thing at that point. Facebook itself was not that old. And I had been working in the wine industry, and I was the marketing director for a company, and the company shut down, and I was looking for another job, and I figured, well, I know Facebook ads, why don't I start talking to some of my friends in the wine industry and go around to wineries and start teaching them about the benefits of using this platform. And I talked to a bunch of winery owners and a couple of marketing directors at some of the larger wineries in our region. And pretty much everybody kind of looked at me dumbfounded, thinking, David, what the heck would I want to be doing on Facebook? That's a platform for college kids. Okay, so I was a little bit ahead of my time at that point, but I did actually end up starting a Facebook agency. And I started working with solo entrepreneurs, coaches, people who were creating online courses and all of that sort of stuff. And that is a booming business that continues to thrive today, is the use of Facebook ads for those types of businesses. And there are also a lot of small businesses, local businesses throughout the world using Facebook ads. But if you have ever tried Facebook ads yourself to generate, you know, some business for you, you may have come away with what is a very common refrain, which is Facebook ads don't work. You struggle to get them to actually make money for you, and it feels like you're pouring a lot of money down the Facebook ads drain. And there's a few reasons for that. One is Facebook makes it look really easy to run ads, but in fact, there's a lot more to ads than the simple boost post option that they provide, which, by the way, is a lot better now than it used to be, because they give you more choices and more detail on that boost post. But if you are not running ads from their more sophisticated, more complete ads manager, and you're not doing some of the things that I'm about to share with you, you're likely losing more money than you need to get the outcome that you're trying to get. And so a lot of businesses really don't approach Facebook ads, or most advertising in general, with a clear plan and a clear idea of what they want to get out of it. And as a result, they kind of throw their hands up. You're going to hear this a lot from me. Throw their hands up and say, well, that didn't work. And, you know, there's some lessons to be learned from the way that we approach advertising, obviously. But let's talk a little bit about how you can get Facebook ads to work better for you. Some of the things that you might want to think about as you're building out Facebook ads campaign. Now, this is a short podcast, so I'm not going to go nearly as deep as, you know, some, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 course might, but I'm going to give you some things that you may not have really thought about when it comes to running Facebook ads. The first thing is clarity around a lot of things, clarity around exactly who you are targeting. Now, Facebook has the ability to target a very specific individual around a lot of things. And most of the targeting that I see when I first take on a client and they show me the advertising that they've done up to that point is far too broad. It's far too general. And therefore, a lot of the money that they're investing is being wasted on showing ads to people who are not, in fact, their ideal target. So if you can leverage Facebook's very, very, very deep data set to target the exact individual you want to target, you need to do that. Now, that takes a little bit of time and takes a little bit of research to get the right target. But once you have a sense of who that is and you use all of the various multiple data points that Facebook gives you the ability to target around, you're going to have a much more dialed in ad. The second clarity is around what action you want those individuals to take. Because a lot of the ads that I see are not clear. They are general, hey, we happen to exist and we thought you might want to know about that. Learn more about us by clicking, you know, this ad and going to our website so you can explore. Those are really general goals and general ideas, and there's no clarity around exact steps you want somebody to take. So you got to get more dialed in there. The next is clarity around your messaging. And I just gave you an example of some pretty bad messaging because it's far too general. But what if you had a clear goal and you called an individual out based on who they are, and then you tell them, here's what I've got for you, and then you also tell them, and here's what you should do next to get it. That's clarity around messaging. Now, there's obviously a lot of copywriting things that you could be doing to enhance what I've just described, but that's the outline of an effective ad campaign on Facebook. Next is clarity around your budget. And this is one area that I think really needs a deeper dive. It's around understanding how much you're willing and able to spend to get somebody to take a specific action. This is all about metrics and understanding what a customer or client or patient is worth to you and how much you should be willing and able to spend to get them. And again, far too few businesses really dive deep in this area, but the more you understand the lifetime value of a customer, client, or patient, the more you can understand how much you're able to spend to get them. And the more you can spend, the more likely you are to get more of your ideal customers. All right, let's now talk about objectives. This is the very first step in setting up a Facebook ad. You need to decide and then tell Facebook what you want the ad to accomplish. Because remember, all of that data that they have, well, they're going to use that data to put your ad in front of the right people. And because they know what people, you know, are likely to do, what specific people are likely to do on their platform, they know that some people are going to click and some people are not going to click. Some people are going to watch and some people are not going to watch, etc. And so you need to choose your objective. Now, there's a bunch of objectives. Every few months, they add one or change the name of something. So I'm going to just give you sort of five of the big ones. And there are more than this, but I'm going to give you five big ones. The first one is traffic. This is, I want somebody to click on my ad and go to a certain place. That's it. That is the entirety of the objective. The second one, which is related to traffic, is conversions. And that is, I want somebody to click on my ad, go to a certain place, and take a specific action. That might be filling out a form and opting into my email list, or filling out a form to sign up for a webinar, or going to this page and buying something. Those are some examples of conversions. And Facebook is able to know that there is a conversion because they give you a little code, they call it a pixel, to put on the pages that you are sending people to so that they can track what people have done. Now, they continue to iterate this whole pixel thing, and these days we're dealing with Apple in their iOS 14 update, asking users, hey, do you really want Facebook tracking your data, or do you want to shut that off? By default, let's just shut it off, and you actually have to elect to turn it on. That's going to change the way Facebook is operating around these conversions things and the pixels and the tracking. But for now, I'm just giving you sort of the historic way that this has worked, and who knows what it's going to be like a year or two from now. Next objective, leads, lead generation, capturing leads in terms of their data, their name, their email address, maybe even their phone number. Facebook has a mobile only, I can't remember if it's mobile only or if it's mobile preference, I can't remember, option to collect leads where you tap on the ad and it pops up and there's a form which is pre-populated with the user's data because you're logged into Facebook. They know who you are. They know what your name and email address and phone number is, at least the information that you've given them. And so if you want to download a certain thing, you click that ad and poof, your name and email address is there and you confirm, yep, that's me. You click yes, and then it, you know, adds the person to your business's email address, right? That's an example of what a lead generation ad looks like. Video views. Video is a big, big thing on Facebook. They're competing for video views with YouTube now. And video views is an objective, right? Running videos and getting more views. Part of a video view objective might be social proof. Hey, other people are watching this. You should watch it too. Because when a video shows up in our newsfeed, often you will see how many views it's already had. And so you may be more likely to watch it. So that might be something that you consider having people do. Another objective is starting a Messenger chat. You can have an ad that goes to Messenger and starts a conversation with somebody. And a lot of those conversations, you may know, can be automated. Well, that's a great objective. Now, let's talk a little bit about ad setup in general. So we talked about targeting and getting very clear on who you want to see the ad. And again, the more specific, the better. You also have choices about placement. Where do you want this ad to show up? And there are a bunch of different places, and depending on the objective that you're choosing, some of those places are better than others. In fact, some of those places are going to cost you more money unnecessarily than others. For example, Facebook has something called their ads network, and that ad network is actually not inside the Facebook infrastructure environment, but it's outside. So it's like on apps and on other things on people's phones. And those are often ads that will pop up while somebody is inside an app, and they want to get rid of it, and you know it's on their phone. So what do? They take their thumb and they click the little X in the corner, but accidentally miss the X, and instead they click on the ad, costing you money. Well, that's probably not the type of placement that I would want my ads to run in, because most of those clicks are actually mistaken clicks and are costing me money and not getting me the new sign up or the new customer that I'm after. So I often will shut off the ad network placement option. Maybe there's a video that you want people to watch, but really the objective that you have is that you want traffic from the video. So people watch the video and the video is saying, you know, go to this website and do this thing. Well, depending on the objective that you've set up, maybe you want that video only running in certain places where people are more likely to then take the next action, which is to click and go somewhere. Right. So maybe we don't want to be running it, I'm making this up, but on Instagram, because we know that you're going to get better quality traffic on Facebook desktop only, right? So you have those choices, and a little bit of research and a little bit of testing will tell you the best placement options for you. Your image is a very, very important thing. As you know, people are scrolling through Facebook, there's kind of an order that we look at to make quick decisions. Is this for me? Is this not for me? Is this for me? Is this not for me? Image is number one, right? Do I want to pay attention to what this ad is about? I'm going to look at the image first to quickly decide, do I want to waste my time here, or is this relevant to me? The next thing is typically what I call the headline. Facebook calls the headline something different. Facebook calls the headline the big, larger font size, bold text under an image. I actually refer to the headline as the very first piece of text above the image, because that's typically where your eye goes next. And so understanding that different people are going to respond to different images and also to those different headlines in different ways. Some are going to be more effective than others, which is why when you set up an ad campaign, you want to test various things. But here's the key to testing. Test one thing at a time. And that means start with, you know, four or five images and everything else is the same. And then once you've figured out which is the winning image, well, then move on to the next thing, like split testing different headlines, different opening sentences to your ad, for example. And then once you figure that out, figure out something else that you think might deserve testing if you're still trying to fine-tune the results of your ads. But testing is a key critical piece of the puzzle when it comes to Facebook ads, and that is another place where I constantly run into businesses that say, oh, we just threw the ad up, didn't work, so we realized, you know, Facebook is not for us. And it's because they neglected to do the necessary testing to find the right combination of things to create an effective ad. Once you do have an effective ad, don't just walk away from it, but track it and see if there are adjustments that need to be made, because along the way, invariably, you're going to need to tweak things. Why is that? Well, Facebook's advertising platform is an auction, a bidding system. And so you are constantly at the mercy of everybody else who is advertising having an effect on your ad's performance. And so you want to make sure that you understand that you don't just walk away from an ad completely, that you check in with it maybe once or twice a week just to look at the numbers, see how things are going, and see if there's anything that you might need to adjust to accommodate for the competition. So bottom line is Facebook ads can and do work if you approach them properly and, like any other advertising tactic, you really have a sense of what you're trying to get out of it, and you are tracking, measuring, and acting upon the data that you're collecting to leverage the success of the platform. Hey, I'm David Baer. This has been More Perfect Marketing, the show where we hopefully are inching toward a little bit better marketing each and every day. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you once again on another episode.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.